Welcome to Virgin Views, the podcast.
Are you even trying?
Welcome to Virgin Views. This is Chelsea. Welcome to the podcast Virgin Views, made for viewers who are virgins.
We have a whole minute of me doing that.
Hello.
Take a deep breath before you start again.
I'm making a fool of myself.
You are. Hello, and welcome to Virgin Views. Chelsea cannot introduce the podcast.
She's Hello, been trying for welcome really... to Virgin Views. This is Chelsea.
And this is Nat. And Virgin Views is a podcast where we just watch shows with no context and absolutely no knowledge of what's going on. And then we review and rate them, because we are the most qualified and most knowledgeable,
movie critics out there.
Yeah, exactly.
And today, we will be watching High School Musical, the musical, the series.
Yes, a brand new series that just came out on,
a while ago.
Disney Plus.
2019.
That's this year. It was like a week, maybe. anyway, it's new on Disney Plus. Chelsea, tell me what you know about High School Musical, the musical, the series. Wait, first tell me about your backstory with High School Musical, your relationship with High School Musical.
Oh, okay, my relationship with High School Musical. When I was a child, I lived, not where I live now, and... And there was this neighbor, in my neighborhood. Oh my gosh. Okay, her name was Caitlin, and she was, like, a pretty close friend, and I remember going over to her house a lot, and we just obsessed over High School Musical
together. Wasn't she, like, your babysitter?
No.
Oh.
This is someone else.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not the babysitter.
And so we just obsessed over High School Musical, and we, like, made our own notebooks and watched all of the movies together, and, like, it was great. I was obsessed with the character Chad when I was a young wee gal.
Who was not obsessed with Chad?
And also one of my friends, Haley, I met her, like, a couple years after I was friends with Caitlin. I introduced her to High School Musical, and then I had a new friend to obsess over High School Musical with, and then she moved to Idaho, and then I lost interest in High School Musical. But, you know, I actually would love to watch this High School Musical, the series, all the way through. I'm intrigued. Okay, I'm done.
Yes, so my relationship with High School Musical, I think it was senior year, and I was in Madrigals, and my friends forced me to watch High School Musical because I had not yet seen it.
Really?
Like, any of them. I had not seen any. And in the same night, I think we watched two. Maybe we watched the first and the third. We watched the third. Maybe we watched all three. Honestly, my memory's terrible. I don't really care about High School Musical. Gabriella is exhausting. Zac Efron, I remember most notably a remix of... Bet on Me when he's running around the golf course, where every time he says bet on me, it gets faster. And that was really good. But that's kind of my relationship with High School Musical, is I know kind of what happens.
Okay.
I know that they are in high school,
they're in high school, and they are making a musical, and there's a lot of drama.
Yes, yes. And Sharpay and Ryan. Ryan is
glamorous. Oh my gosh.
He is snatched, TM. And Sharpay is kind of a total B, but also, like, kind of not, like, kind of a good.
Yeah.
It's weird. Also, I saw a post about how she talks about how things that she has are imported from Spain. Or from Maine, I mean.
I sent this to you.
Yeah, you did. But, like, it can't... And therefore, High School Musical... What was the conclusion? Therefore, High School Musical occurs in...
A different universe or different dimension, because things can't
No, it occurs after, like, the war that separates the U.S. And, like...
Yeah, so, like, in a dimension, like, where, like, the war happened, but instead of, like, you know, all of the states being all of the states we have today, it was, like...
All the states split up.
Split up, yeah. And so, they therefore, were in...
Maine is in a different country.
Yeah, because you can't import things from the same country. That's... Things can only be imported from a different country.
You can ship things from the same country, so... But shipping things is not nearly as glamorous.
Yeah. Anyway, what do you know about this show?
I heard on the Try Guys podcast that Keith Habersberger... Okay, so the Try Guys are, like, my favorite YouTubers ever, and they have a podcast, and Keith talked about High School Musical, the musical, the series, on the podcast, and he talked about how it's basically, like, filmed like The Office. Like, it's kind of a documentary thing where they don't look at the camera during the scenes, but they have, like, cut scenes where they interview. So, it's kind of, like, Office-esque. And I watched the trailer for it, and the trailer's dope.
I actually haven't seen the trailer.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah.
Well, then, wow, you're still so excited about it. The trailer looks freaking awesome, and I can't remember it very well, but all I remember is that I got really excited about it.
Is Sharpay played by a guy, or am I just,
I'm gonna, like, look up the trailer really quick.
Making that up. What? I did not know that you could search YouTube like that!
Yeah. That's such a long name. Okay, so, we are gonna watch the trailer. Chelsea has not seen it. And I don't even know how she can even be excited about it.
I'm just excited.
Well, I don't know how you can be so as excited as you are without seeing the trailer. But maybe it's just because I'm not as invested in High School Musical itself.
Yeah.
Yes!
So fresh!
I basically have zero chill about this right now.
I just keep getting more and more excited.
Same! Part of me wants to not start in the middle. I just want to start at the start, but that's for later.
Mm-hmm. What a queen! Is there somewhere you're supposed to be?
Broadway. I love that. Love, love, love it.
Oh, dead.
Anyway, yeah, so it's really exciting. Looks really good.
Cool, let's watch it.
So we're starting on episode 3, The Wonder Studies. So that's literally all we know about the show. We have not seen any of the other episodes. Although we both plan to watch all the way through.
Yes.
After the podcast.
Yes.
But we are starting on episode 3.
I am so excited. I have no idea what's going on. I'm so excited.
Same. I love that we're, like, actually planning to seriously watch it, but, like, still starting in the middle. It's a great setup.
Ooh, we get a recap.
Oh. Also, ooh, it's like...
Why?
No, it happened again! I'm so sorry. This happened last week where I went to the middle instead of...
She keeps clicking the middle instead of the pause button.
Okay. What was I gonna say? Oh, yeah. I also love how they kind of record it low budget. Like, it sounds a little bit low budget. Like, it sounds,
oh, really?
Like high school. Like, do you hear kind of, like, the reverb in the audio?
Like, echoey?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, and it's, like, kind of just, like, the lighting and stuff. Like, it just looks like...
Like high school.
Like a high school production. It's cool.
Good job pressing the right button.
Thank you! Same. I also fell in love with the piano.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, there's already so much tea.
Yeah.
I guess that's what happens when you start in the middle.
Oh.
Oh no.
Oh.
Get your head in the game.
They're learning the basketball dance.
Someone has a heart attack in the audience? Keep dancing.
Tornadoes forever.
Go. Dance is forever. Oh, that's funny. Okay, just right off the bat, I love...
What? She told who? She loved who? What? Okay.
We're not even a minute in, and I'm already in such a whirlwind. starting in the middle was a good choice. I already love the representation. Hold on. I don't want to be... I don't want to be, like, incorrect, so hold on. Okay. Okay.
Wow.
Okay,
wow.
I just found spoilers. yeah, so... already, I'm so in love with the representation that they have. They have women of different, like, body shapes and sizes, like, different body types. That's something that is a prevalent issue in the TV industry a lot of the time, is that, like, just all the girls look the same.
Mm-hmm.
And, so, I like that, and I love, like, the queer representation, and that a guy is playing Sharpay, and I love the inclusivity of it, and, I'm just, and the racial inclusion, like,
yeah.
there are many different races included.
Already.
Already, and we're a minute into the
third episode.
Like, what? So, anyway.
Precisely a minute and 9 seconds.
Yes, I'm in love with it so far. Also, she told him she loved him. Nini.
Have we met? 7777.
That's a terrible security code.
He's so cute.
Ooh, I guess this is the new guy? Yeah. Oh, he has her phone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
I'm guessing that girl at the beginning.
Your buddy. Voice convos. Oh, he's kind of cute. Is he underage? Because I feel weird about it if he is. But they're cute.
We're literally 18.
Okay, but they're minors. And we're not. Oh, he's so awkward. I'm even worse talking on the phone, so it's fine. Nailed it.
Crushed it.
Ooh. Oh. Ooh, this is such
going.
A blast.
I'm
having so much fun.
Oh yeah, so I was saying that I think the girl at the beginning gave it to him.
Yeah. I will.
Oh. I mean, it is a beautiful day outside.
Why is he giving her a ride? What is their relationship?
I don't know. Maybe they're brother and sister. Maybe they live close by.
His eyes!
I know.
No! He deleted the voicemail! Oh my gosh.
And now she's realizing that she don't have her phone.
They actually look like high schoolers and I'm living for it.
Yeah.
What a cutie.
Oh, that's adorable. I love him. He's my favorite. M3P. Wait.
Yes, she said M3P. Carlos, what a homie. A crab? They built a crab with $14?
Cool. Oh? She was a featured dancer in the film?
Vanessa Hudgens. Hello.
Jennifer. Who?
I am a very busy actual teacher. Kill him.
What?
Oh my gosh, I love her. Already, Miss Jen. Killing it.
Jam out. Yeah.
Okay, I love this like premise of recreating
High School Musical. She just has a freaking tray glued to her hand or something.
Oh, you're
She's
right.
She's good.
She also has abs and I was jealous.
Wow.
She is really good. Living as a hunter gatherer.
Okay. Ah, screw being organized.
Hashtag
what does
complicit.
That mean?
She was complicit in stealing the phone. Helping.
Dazzling.
Ooh, that's the one that's gonna steal the show, huh? So she's the one who took the phone?
Yes. Gina.
Burn on Gina. Oh no, Ricky! Oh, poor Ricky.
Oh,
he totally just made a gym face. Ricky just looked at the camera with a gym face. Also, this is like watching the episodes and not being able to like show you guys the audio is forcing me to like memorize to know the characters' names. So you guys know who I'm referring to. And it's really stressful because I was like, for a hot minute, I was like, is that really Ricky? Is that the name?
I know. I know there's Ricky, Gina, and that, and Carlos. Carlos.
And Nina.
And Miss is Carlos? Jen, Jennifer. Jen, Jennifer.
Miss Jen, Jennifer. And Carlos is the guy we love. Yes.
With the tiger shirt.
Yes, queen. Right here. Here's his gym face.
Timestamp 8:22.
8:24.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, did you see it?
Yes.
I'm watching it one more time. That was funny.
Literally.
Like 8:23 or 8:24.
Oh.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, poor guy. Oh. Oh my gosh.
Here's where you kick your face. Can I kick yours? Ooh, kill him.
What a mean person.
Oh, I love her. Oh, queen.
I like
What's
her.
What's her name? Oh, her mom's?
That's so cool!
That's your mom's! I'm dead.
I bet she's gonna choose number 6. She did.
Whoa. That's another level. Mm-hmm. He lives in a basement.
Heck yeah.
That's such a big bed. I'm so annoyed.
Pride. He's wearing shoes on his bed.
I hate that. Get your head in the game, Ricky.
Get your in the game.
I feel like having more knowledge of High School Musical would be relevant.
We should watch High School Musical, and then we should watch this whole thing together.
Maybe.
I feel like all of the intense stuff happens in the library.
Tonight.
He's not gonna be proud of you for...
stealing?
Yeah.
Did I call her Nina earlier? Because now I'm embarrassed, because her name's
Nini. No, I think you said Nini.
Okay.
But that's such an odd name.
Toonies. Every Nini. Person has toonies.
She is playing with his jacket.
Aren't they dating?
I don't know.
That's why he's messed up. That's why he's, like, annoyed with Ricky.
Are they dating?
I think so. Yes.
Yes. Aw.
Yeah, they kissed, so.
That's so cute. I love it. Oh, look at him.
I can't decide which one's cuter. This is rough.
Oh. That zoom.
I know.
Yes, write a song for Ricky. He looks like Zach.
You're right. Zach's shout out to Zach really in Hawaii. Cute. Wait, he's in Hawaii, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Zach is pretty cute.
He.
You are. I have you a little okay? crush.
It's fine.
Bennett,
it's not like I'm dating anyone.
Come
it's
get
fine.
Your girl.
I love him.
This is more Mr. Mazzara?
Mazzaro.
Mazzaro. Oh, you're right. You're right. Ooh, Mazzaro, what are you doing?
High School Musical box. What did he find?
I don't know. It was just a picture of Troy.
And the got a thing for team. Troy, huh?
Yeah.
Gina's gonna catch her returning the shoes.
Shites. Rip. She just called her bland as an actress. Fighting words. Fighting words.
That's so rude.
And she was there, and she heard it.
Why
so now she's
cow?
Not going to return the shoes. Also, there is a cow head.
She should just return the shoes and
rip
them
Oh my
apart.
Gosh, look at her tracksuit! So cute.
Oh, she stole a bunch of her stuff. Courtney. We love Courtney.
We're going to jail!
I love Courtney. It's gonna be really bad.
Yeah, his song's gonna be terrible. Sing from the heart, dude. I don't remember his name. EJ? Yeah, EJ.
Yes. I like his voice.
I love his little voice cracks.
Mm-hmm. He has a dance and everything. She's like, oh.
Ooh. He's, oh my gosh, I love this. Oh. He has, oh my gosh, it's all acted out. I'm dead.
She's,
don't step on the table. Okay.
I love the feathers in her hair.
I kind of ship them a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little.
Good job.
That was actually good.
Mm-hmm.
No, I loved the boy band feel. Kari?
Straight up.
I love the feathers in her hair. Wow.
That's what I just said.
Oh. I'm just so into the show. Sorry.
Who's Chad? Which one?
We're about to find out.
Gene?
Jackie. A decent guy with a lot of talent whose only weakness is that he cares too much.
Oh. Is he Chad?
He's Chad. EJ is Chad. News.
Wow. Best. Oh, no.
Best bros, which is a sacred thing for reasons I will never understand.
Rip.
I feel like they're approaching him and it's scary.
Yeah. They're all...
Ooh.
Or teammates. Punch!
He just punched him in the chest. Dudes. Oh, he just said Gabriella won't even talk to him and he doesn't know why. Oh, they're gonna be throwing the ball at each other?
This is where he hits him in the nose in the trailer!
Oh, shoot. We're at timestamp 21 minutes. Oh!
Oh.
Oh, it's his mouth.
He's bleeding.
Ooh,
all over his white shirt.
Rip.
Oh.
Oh no, they're gonna fight it out. Miss Jen and Mr. Mazzaro?
A really crappy picture.
Oh my gosh, Carlos is my favorite human ever.
I love Carlos.
He said, you don't look fine. Is he bothering you? Ooh, Miss Jen looks like she's about to kill him. Oh, Carlos has fire in his eyes.
I am so pissed at this guy.
Ah, Miss Jen! Okay, Miss Jen at minute, like, 23 is amazing. I love her. Ooh, she's not gonna do anything. That guy with... Oh, that's Carlos. But the tambourine is me. When we went to the karaoke place, I was like...
Yes!
They're such good singers. What the heck?
Mm-hmm.
I can tell they're all trained.
It was not gonna do anything.
Mr. Mraz. Jason Mraz. Ooh, goodbye.
Run.
Oh,
okay.
No. Infinity plus one.
That's not even a number.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, he just told him about the voicemail and stuff's going down. Also, he's in water polo.
And he was shirtless there for a second.
I really have to look up if he's underage because... And this trash bag is full of your stuff. I've come into possession of a few of your things! And she pours out a trash bag!
Oh my gosh.
I'm not gonna be a doormat for you. Oh, she didn't have her phone.
She did give it to
Ricky.
Ricky, though.
Yeah.
Oh, so they were dating.
Yes. Did you not see the trailer? Oh my gosh, there's so much tea in this episode. She doesn't know about the voicemail. He deleted it. Oh my gosh, she knows. She knows that EJ had the phone.
Did the episode just end? Oh!
No!
I want it! Oh, I want to watch gosh. So much more!
Okay. Okay, so favorite part.
Favorite part? I kind of liked when they were, like, fighting during play rehearsal, and they were just passing the basketball back and forth, yeah. And he smacked him in the face.
Yeah.
And he just started bleeding everywhere. I thought that was fun.
I really love, I love Miss Jen telling off Mr. Morazzo.
Yes.
Morazzo? I don't remember how to say his name. And I also love, I love Courtney, Nini's friend, and I love when
she's like, yes.
We're going to jail.
To jail.
Yeah. Did you have the least favorite part? Because I loved it all.
There were some points where I didn't think the acting was, like, very good, but also they're all super young.
Well, I think the point is to make it feel like that.
Yeah.
Like, the point, because I think they're good actors.
Yeah, they are good actors.
Like, I think the point is to somewhat feel like this is an amateur production, not only in their production, but in the production itself.
Mm.
Because,
okay.
Because also, just with the camera work and things like that, you know?
Yeah. Oh, also I loved when he performed his song.
I love his song.
Oh, that was funny. That was cute.
Okay, so rate. Out of 5 stars, what would you give it? High School Musical, the musical, the series, episode 3.
Episode 3. She looks at me with these giant eyes that are the size of saucers. I think...
Oh, no. We're on banana chairs, and she just, like, laid down.
We're both falling! Okay, so the problem I have with rating these episodes sometimes, we've only done this twice, is that, like, I'm not sure what would be a total 5 out of 5 for me, or if at some point, like, I might go above 5 and be like, this is a 7 out of 5, you know, so I'm not really sure what else to compare it to, but today,
just go off your gut.
For now,
yeah.
I think that I would probably give it, like, a 4 or 5, because
wow.
I think it was really fun. I was very engaged, and I'm so into the story, and maybe I have a little bit biased because I was just really excited for it in the beginning before I even saw anything for it. But you know, I really liked it.
Well, so here's the thing, like, last week we did The Mandalorian, and I had absolutely no, like, my foot was in neither camp. Like, I didn't think I was gonna not like it, and I didn't think I was gonna like it. Like, I was just kinda there. And I was really, really, really enthralled with Baby Yoda, and
yes.
That was my favorite part, and that was kind of it, and, like, besides that, I was like, I don't really know if I would want to watch this more unless I were with people that really wanted to watch it, and it was like, okay, I'm here, you know?
Right, yeah.
But this is, like, I will watch this by myself.
Yeah, in fact, I'm planning to.
Exactly, and the whole episode was, like, so fun,
mm-hmm.
You know, and there wasn't a moment that I was, like, bored,
yeah,
you know, or, like, okay, when is this gonna be over, or, like, this feels weird, like, the Mandalorian gave
right.
us all kinds of weird vibes.
yeah, there were lots of weird vibes with Mandalorian, and there were definitely, like, now that you mention it, there were some parts that I was, like, okay, just waiting for the next part to happen, you know, like,
yeah.
When they came into the hangar, and they were first meeting all of the people
right.
that were going to be in the job together anyway.
Right. And the fact that we watched, like, episode 6 of The Mandalorian and it still felt that draggy, like, this is episode 3 and you go straight in. Like,
yeah, like, literally within the first minute there is so much tea.
Immediately. You're immediately inside the teapot.
yeah.
I also really, 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 I'm going to look it up really quick. Hold on.
Okay. So, oh my gosh. So the guy who plays Ricky was born the day before me, and the guy who plays EJ was born, oh, he's 21. Okay, so we
okay,
can say
I'm
they're cute.
So chill with, I'm
so we can
on
say
him.
They're cute, yes.
They are both very cute, and I really, really appreciate that they got actors that look like they're in high school.
Yeah, because when there are actors in a show that's, like, literally for a high school, like, okay, Vampire Diaries.
Or I think mostly of Twilight, because you can literally tell that the Twilight actors are 30.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, some, I do feel like, what's the girl who plays Bella?
Kristen Stewart.
Yeah, Kristen Stewart. I think that she looks like a high schooler and kind of acts like a high schooler. I don't know what grade that they're in.
They're seniors.
They're seniors? Okay. But
well, actually, I feel like... they meet and they're juniors? I know that they eventually celebrate graduation.
Yeah, I remember. Cause
graduation happens in New Moon, though.
Oh, really? Oh.
Wait.
I think they meet when they're, like, 16 or 17. Or when she... Well, I mean, obviously, Edward's, like, really old.
I think she's... Wait, yeah, because Edward would be 17, so I think it was, like, sophomore year.
Okay.
Oof, that's even worse. That's even more of a rip.
Yeah.
Because, no, graduation doesn't happen in New Moon. It happens later.
I don't know.
I'm going to Google it.
Okay, anyway, I feel like Kristen Stewart played well for high school. But anyway, but, like, in Vampire Diaries, everybody there looks... like, so much older than high school kids. And, like, when I first saw it with...
Oh, it's Eclipse.
Oh.
That's why. I haven't seen Eclipse nearly as much as the other ones.
Yeah, the first time I saw Vampire Diaries with Carrie and Kaylee, like, I literally thought the entire thing was in college. And
I've actually seen clips of it.
There was a scene where they were in the schools of a high school, and I was... in the halls of a high school, and I was like, are they in high school? And Carrie and Kaylee were like, yeah, duh, weren't you paying attention? I was like, what?
Weren't you paying attention? Their actors are 40. Yeah. No, so that's a huge thing, because, like, it adds to, like, the awkwardness, and, like, the kid's voice when he was singing EJ. Mm-hmm. He, like, his voice kind of broke a little while he was singing.
I loved his little voice cracks.
I did too! It just made it, like, it all made it feel so authentic. Like, it felt like my high school experience.
Yeah?
You know? And the pettiness of the drama. And so they just all look so young, and I'm living for it, because it actually, like, even High School Musical itself, they feel older than this.
Yeah, they do.
They look younger in High School Musical, the musical, the series, than they did in High School Musical.
High School Musical, the series.
So you would give it a 4.
Kills me. Yeah.
4 out of 5 stars.
What about you?
I think I'd give it, like, a 4.2.
What is with you in decimals?
I can't fully commit to one number. It's just a wide range. But
did,
like,
you know that Bennett's favorite number is 7?
Wow.
That's,
like, the person?
Random. No. yes. No. Okay, but
Bennett,
we were talking about
Bennett
our favorite...
Bennett is Chelsea's boyfriend.
Yes.
They've been dating since May.
We were calling 7... Also, 7 is one of the people who's living with him currently. Like, the name is... His name is something else, but he goes by 7. Anyway. It's actually a really funny backstory. Anyway. But we were calling for 7, and Bennett was like, favorite number! Come here! And I was like, what? Anyway.
I had an aunt and an uncle who... They find each other, like, they have a whistle. So he'll whistle... And she has a corresponding part that she'll whistle back, and they find each other that way, like, in stores or
in parks.
And that's how they locate each other.
What the heck?
If only I could whistle, right? If only I had a boyfriend, but that's different.
Aside from the point.
Yes, I just want to focus on the whistling part. No, it's super cute.
That's cute.
But yeah, I think 4.2, just because the acting was, like, it was, I love the character development that I'm already seeing. And literally, we watched episode 3, and I love
I know
all...
so much about a lot of the characters now. Also, Carlos is so nice!
Uh-huh.
What a freaking sweetheart!
Just the casual, the casual queerness. The casual gayness of it. I love it. Like, they have, she goes, have my moms yell at her mom. Like,
yeah.
Her two moms. I love it. Love it. And there's no, there's, like, I love the nonchalantness of, like, approaching that, because, like... They don't say anything else about it, and that's
yeah.
how it should be. Like, it's just her mom's.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's just her life, and...
I love that.
Same. So, yeah, I think just because of the inclusivity and the like, realness, and it's just such a... Hello! And it's just such a unique idea.
Yeah.
Like, of recreating High School Musical and, like, we have all the new characters, and so they're basically redoing the same show, but, like, it's not, like, a remake where you're bored. It's, like, a remake where, like, everything's new.
Yeah.
Like, they're doing a remake, essentially, but it's done really well.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Very cool.
Yeah. 4.2, maybe 4.4 out of 5.
What is the average of that? 4 and 4.4.
4.2?
We're bad at math, so we're just gonna ignore this.
Anyway, we really liked it. Until next time, stay safe and stay happy.